this is George.
And this is Sarah.
And we are
Talking Messy,
where tough love meets compassionate honesty.
We may be 0% politically correct, but we're 100% emotionally intentional. So here's what.
There's this thing that we forget about. We're reading this really, really horrible book about 10,000 ways to say I love you. Mm-hmm. And they're all really bad. Okay, not all
they're
of them.
They're not all bad.
Only about 9,950 of them are bad.
Yeah, and contradictory.
Oh my goodness, no kidding. Especially when it's like, well, here is the gender divide between what men or women think is romance. And
right.
Like, what? But then it tells you to like be romantic and that it was just so confusing.
Yeah.
It hurt my brain. And so we started thinking about like, what is romance? I mean, I forget about it, but I don't. Like, I like romance. I think it changes depending on what stage of the relationship you're in, for sure.
Yeah.
Like, what's romance, Sarah?
I think everyone has their own definition of what romance is.
Oh, my God. Give me some fucking pedantic answer like that. Everything just comes down to semantics.
It is, yes. Mm. For me, romance is something as simple as, like, a small, like, gift. Just, mm-hmm. like, I was thinking of you. That's romantic to me. I don't need big gestures and, like, wild, crazy, romantic getaways.
Mm-hmm. Are you hitting things
now? I am.
Now?
I'm okay. Throwing my hands around.
When did your love language change to gifts, Sarah? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love romantic comedies. I love them. And no matter how terrible they are and what, like, horrible representations of real life there are, I am
right.
a sucker. And I'm trying to think of things in some of those that I'm like, oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah. A lot of the grand gestures that happen in movies, though, if they happened in real life, it'd be kind of creepy.
It would be, or I'd want to just, like, throw up in my own mouth.
Right.
Or it'd just be embarrassing, or it might get you fired.
Right.
or you'd just be like, why are you doing this? Do you know how much this cost? You have so many things in this book where, like, go take a gondola ride in Venice. Well, that's great and all, but...
Who has the money for that?
Yeah.
Not everybody has the money for that, I should say. Some people do.
Buy somebody a new car. Like, is this a way to say I love you?
There were two of them in there of, like, buy him a Corvette.
Mm-hmm. And then buy him his dream car.
And then buy him his dream car. I was like, who has the money?
I sure hope his dream car is a Corvette.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And there's a lot of yacht talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
make love aboard a friend's yacht. Like,
a friend's yacht. Not your own.
Yeah.
Find a friend. Find a gullible friend that you can just fuck all over their boat.
Right.
Yeah, I keep getting that. Just gonna tie my hands.
So I thought about, like, well, okay, how romance has changed for me over the years, too. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, what you see as romance in your 20s versus what you see as romance...
Have we just given up?
I have not given up. I have not given up. I think cheese is very romantic.
I would agree with that.
Especially melty
cheese.
It's
the weight of my heart.
Oh my gosh. I feel like... And it is... I think it boils down to me for it to be the little things that prove somebody's paying attention and
yes.
that they notice
yes.
what it is about you. Because even though what is romantic... changes throughout different stages of a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
The core underneath it for me is, are they paying attention?
Right, right. Mm-hmm. So my partner has a list that he keeps of like things.
Oh, thought you made him a list here's what you have to do to make me happy.
As he discovers these things, like if I say like, that's my favorite flower or that's my, like he makes notes and like pretty, heavily. We just had the conversation.
Is this like an espionage notebook? That's kind of creepy. See, when you talk about the things that you would do, some of them seem a little creepy.
No, like if I
if it was out of context,
right? Yeah. Like if it was a weird fucking person I don't know who was keeping notes.
Well,
on
wait,
me,
when did he start this notebook?
I'd be like, no.
When did he start this notebook? That's the other thing. Was it started within the first week or so?
No.
Or did it take a little bit?
It was a little bit. Okay. Yeah.
So if I ask him what your favorite flower is he already going to have it memorized?
No.
Or, will he have to refer
to it?
He's
literally sitting right here and he's like, hold on, let me pull up the list.
Oh, he doesn't even write it. Oh, look. Oh.
It's in his phone.
There's modern romance so that he can carry it with him.
Yeah.
Do you think it is easier to be romantic when using technology to your advantage?
I think absolutely. Because, of course, reading this book, the edition that I have is, from like the late 90s.
Favorite color is purple. Favorite flower is a gladiola.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me.
I think you should just get a pet and name it Gladiola.
I'm down for that.
Okay.
We've been actually talking about a floof.
Ooh, another floof. Sir Chappie is with us tonight.
Yeah, he is.
We're being observed by Sarah's dog. Yeah. Aw. Hello, Sir Chappie. He's asleep now after doing his romantic thing of sniffing my crotch.
For 6 hours.
Yeah. Does he sniff your crotch a lot? Or is he just bored with your crotch?
No, he's just everybody all the time.
He's like, oh my gosh, I'm bored with your crotch. Yeah. New people!
romance.
Yeah, technology and romance.
I think that there are definite benefits to technology in terms of romance. And things like, you can keep notes on your phone and carry it with you all the time.
Like a stalker.
Like a weirdo.
You can make a PowerPoint.
We talk about... don't get any ideas.
Oh my gosh, he's very excited about the PowerPoint of love.
I can create a document and share it with you, If I write you a little love poem, I want to send it to you. I can just share it now. So I think there are some benefits to technology. Not that I would ever write a poem.
Would you want to Google Docs share a document of a poem?
Maybe.
How is that more romantic than?
Because apparently men, according to this book, men equate romance with sex.
Yes. And women always equate it with what?
Oh, was creating it? Networks or something. Like long-term networks.
Lock it down. Right? I don't know.
My legacy is in this man.
Oh, my God.
Give me your man juice so I can have all the babies.
how is technology taken away from romance, though?
I think it gets a little more impersonal sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Where,
I don't know how to expound on
that. Somebody's just a bunch of ones and zeros and
and
you want a picture of their booty.
And I think when we have instant especially when we have instant access to someone or so we feel, because we're if I send you a message or text, you're gonna see it.
Right. Really and now quickly. We're a thing.
And now it's this instant thing. And so I think it takes away from day to day romance in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
When, it's easy to send I love you texts or whatever.
Right. I'm all for getting, it's cute if you get something sexy, an eggplant emoji. Is that romance? Not really. If it's done in humor, that's kind of cute. And I love cute.
Mm-hmm. You are cute.
I am cute. I am what you see in the dictionary. I'm cute. I am cuter than cuter than a baby kitten, but I am sorry, I can't even compete. I'm cuter than a baby warthog. Possibly. So going back to it being the core is being paying attention and knowing some details.
Attentiveness.
Mm-hmm. Because when I'm first seeing somebody, I do... Actually, in the dating thing, I enjoy the romantic part of it. I know dating is torture for so many people. Mm-hmm. And they're like, and they just stress out about so much shit. Like, what do I wear? And what do I shave? And what right. sort of, like, liquids do I use on my body to make things right. look correct and smell right?
How do I
right?
alter yeah. anything of me? Yeah. And, like, make a better
How do I fabricate this image?
Right. I fake my way through this one day. That's all I need yeah. to do.
Like, I just, if I look good enough, they'll pay. I just want to look good enough to avoid paying the check.
Right.
No, we've established I will pay the check.
Of course.
If you don't Batman my ass. Jesus. Well, then I guess I have to pay the check. Well, I mean, yeah, I got no choice.
Yeah.
God, I should have Batmaned these guys a lot more. Then I don't even have to put in the effort to look good. I just, you know, scarf it back with a hog mouth and then go, I got to go to the bathroom and take off. Like, mm-hmm. That's called a con artist, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
I could do that.
I could do that. Anyway.
That would be romance, right? Isn't romance just a big con?
Ooh. There is a controversial opinion.
Because mm-hmm. if you're having to make all these, like, modifications and shit to make sure the romance is there.
Well, according to this book, don't change anything about yourself, but also be willing to change things about yes. yourself. Grow your
do hair it long. For him. Oh my goodness. Oh. At first, it is little things like, okay, there's the door thing. I don't think it's romantic either way. Like, yeah. I don't care about the door. But it's little things like, do they care if I eat off of their plate?
I care.
Do they offer me a bite of their food?
Now, see, I will do that.
Yeah, I think offering somebody a bite of your food, that's romance. And just the little things like the holding of the hands mm-hmm. and the little tiny gestures. Mm-hmm. As you get further down the road, then it is things like
cleaning the litter box.
Yes, absolutely.
Taking the dog out. Mm-hmm. I love that he does that.
Apparently taking the dog out when you're tired, that is his ultimate romantic gesture.
That's amazing. I love it. Or bring me coffee. That's also, like, that's huge.
Bring me coffee.
But it is, it literally, mm-hmm. it's just the little things that are, you know, mm-hmm. that you appreciate.
I've got one that brings me coffee. Sometimes I walk in the house, too, when I get home, and then, like, I've got one who says, I have warm, cheesy pizza, and I'm like, oh, pizza. Oh, everything is food with us. Yeah,
I mean, just cheese in general.
Yeah, totally. If you leave, like, the burnt part of the cheese on a lasagna for me, I want the corner, like, the edges.
Right.
I love the edges of the lasagna. So if that would be one of those tiny details that I can immediately think of. Leave me the burnt cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I have to think of something that's not food, really.
Right. But it's okay if things are food related.
They are. Everything is, it goes all back to that for me. It's just like, when I'm first dating somebody, what would be something that would be like super romantic? Just like, I don't know. Maybe if they actually noticed that I combed my hair.
I'm like, show up.
Show up in a reasonable, you know, time frame of, like, you said we'd be here then.
I'm starting to set the romance marketing down here. Just show up. Please be there. If you're there, then yay. I feel loved.
Because, I mean, you know, these days a lot of people have that tendency to jump toward sex as yeah. romance.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think it's really romantic to, like, make out for a long time.
Yeah, and see, I'm not that way. I'm not a make out person.
You just jump right into tab A, slut B, right?
No. No, I mean, see, I can't say it. He's here. Not exactly, no. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know, one super, super duper romantic gesture that is not food related, that this actually holds through the entirety of a relationship. I wouldn't even care how long the relationship lasted. Someone putting their hand on the small of my back.
Oh.
I think it's sweet and romantic, and it sort of reminds me I exist, because that's sort of where I guess my center is, mm-hmm. or something. Maybe it's a weird, so you're looking at me like I'm fucking crazy.
No, I'm not. I actually like being guided, like if you were in a crowded space or something like that. I like that, like hand on the lower back to kind of help guide through where you're going or whatever. Like that's kind
of
nice.
It does work for a lot of situations. Like you're in pain, hand on the lower back. Your belly hurts, hand on the lower back. Being guided somewhere, dancing.
Lower back action you're getting over there.
I'm getting a lot of tramps. That's why you put a tramp stamp on, so they know where to put their hand.
Oh, is that it? That's what it's for.
Absolutely. I heard a new term for the tattoos that girls are getting along their ribs.
Yeah,
the skank flank.
It was
a millennial who told me that. They were like, no, we get skank flank. And I'm like, that's hilarious. It's like, so I'm feeling a little OG with my tramp stamp.
I know, right? Me too now. Yeah. I'm
like, yeah. And it is a target. It's like, okay, put your hand there. Or just, you know, like...
mine's a little low.
I think and this is going to sound sort of aggressive, maybe. Like the touch on the back of the neck, especially like right along the hairline.
Oh, it's yeah.
Like, just yeah, really nice. Something sweet.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm still here. Whatever. Mm-hmm. I love that. Like I have a lot of independence in my relationship, and so like going places and like mingling, I am so okay with like you go do your own thing. Like
oh, yeah.
I don't have to be by your side at all times. But when you come back and check in with me, just like hand on the knee or, you know, on the arm or the small back, whatever, you know, and just be like, hey, everything okay? Like, doing all right? Anything.
Yeah.
Like, just a little check-in. That feels just romantic. Because, again, it's like you're thinking of me. You're being attentive. And I like that.
Yeah. I think something that just shows you notice I exist.
Right.
And that makes you pleased.
There's the second half of it. Yeah.
That is a low bar. but it's specifically I exist and that makes you please. And that's like the hand on the small of the back is a somewhat generic thing in general.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, I guess, generic in general. Yeah, whatever. fuck off. But it is something that is specific to me that I'm going to like better than, you know, hand on the arm, shoulder, whatever, as far as touch. Because they can get, like, overloaded on touch the way some people get on sounds and lights.
I like
that
and hand on the elbow, too.
Oh.
That's,
see, I hadn't thought of that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Just hold my elbow.
And, you know, just when somebody just makes a point to just be like, hi.
Right?
Hi there.
We did that.
It's like with the checking in.
Like, just ridiculous times. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be like on the couch and he'll be in another room and I'll just be like, hi.
You're right. Somebody acknowledges your existence. They're happy. Like, it's there. They're pleased.
Like, what the fuck?
All right.
Like, I mean, we just did this like 5 seconds ago. Okay.
And one of the dumbest things that in a long-term relationship that I love, and this also goes along with technology, is getting like the dorky texts from across the room.
Oh yeah.
Especially the memes, the photos, yep. The stupid things.
We're sending stickers now. It's
yes.
That's our new thing.
Oh, I love sending stickers. And,
and it was literally, stop sending me stuff. He did that yesterday.
Then you go, okay, picture's worth 1,000 words. Ding, 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 ding. I just wrote a fucking book. But it is nice to be reminded that there is romance out there. Even if you've lived with somebody for a long time and it's, you know, like, one of the romantic things I like to do is, like, sweeping the kitchen and just putting all the laundry in the laundry basket.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know, they always feel bad when I do it, but I'm like, no, this is like a thing that I want to do for you, and it makes me feel like I'm doing something, and they're like, it's so sweet. And
it is.
I'm a helper. Yeah. I like being a helper. Thank you.
You know, I've been reading this book that talks about fun. And like the
it's not 10,000 ways to say I love you.
No,
is
it's
it?
Not that one. No,
Jeezy, crazy.
But it's you know talking about fun and equating fun with learning. And I'm like, but also I think romance and fun go together in a lot of ways too.
Yeah.
And so I don't know. What if for what it's worth, I guess.
Oh, absolutely. We'll get on sense of humor and love on another one.
Ooh, that's
that sounds
one.
Like a whole thing.
Yeah.
Especially in bed, as the Chinese fortune would say.
All right.
In bed. Until then, Chinese pizza.
Mm,
would it be romantic if I took you for pizza?
I sure.
All right. Pizza.
Comments, questions, knock knock jokes?
Shoot us an email, talkingmessy@gmail.com.
And that's my story.
The end.